Nick Riewoldt, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we are joined by two Premiership stars.
Yeah. Last month, the Demons were crowned AFL Premiers.
There it is! Melbourne, break the drought!
And last weekend, the USA crowned its footy champions as the Austin Crows won the US AFL Nationals. Here to tell us all about it, please welcome Stephen Barr and Nolan Cox.
Oh, what about these two superstars? Fresh off the back of a three-peat, if you don't mind. Don't worry about breaking a 50-odd year drought, Melbourne Demons fans. These boys are proper stars. Six out of the last eight as well, if you don't mind. US National Championships from the Austin Crows. Nolan and Steph, how are you boys? Still celebrating hard?
Rui, Bill, yeah, feeling it a little bit today, but it was a very enjoyable weekend. And top performer is our other guest here, Nolan. So, we're feeling it, mate.
Hey, well done. And just go through, the Austin Crows defeated the New York Magpies 10-8, 68 to 2-2, 14. Nice win there. But I love, Rui's over there in America, but you got some weird names. But the championships were held at the Onion Creek Soccer Complex. The old Onion Creek Soccer Complex. How was it? How many there? Tell us all about it, Nolsey.
Yeah, there'd be a couple thousand people there. Probably there was about 45 clubs from all over the country, so coast to coast. And we had four men's divisions, two women's divisions. So I think about 55 games total in all. And we were able to come out on top of the Division One and the men's side. So yeah, pretty exciting weekend all around.
Well, what's the standard like, Steph? You've obviously grown up in Victoria. You played footy all over the place, I'm assuming. How good is the actual standard in that Division One where you guys won it?
Yeah, I think it's okay. I think what's unique is you've probably got a handful of players who could really hold their own and all have had experience. Tommy Bug played for LA on the weekend. So there's a handful of guys there that have got some serious talent. I find it really hard to compare because I think with the rules and the way they are, you have to have a maximum of 9 Australians on the field. So half the players on the field have to be Aussie. And that's like a rule. So I think it's a really good standard and I think it's constantly improving, but I always find it really hard to compare, mate.
Hey, Nolan, you are the brother of Mason Cox, of course, and you were best on ground. Well done there. You obviously play in the ruck?
Play a little bit in the ruck, yeah, and then some centre half forward. So, had a pretty good weekend. Won the majority of the hitouts and was able to get forward for a couple goals in the final. So, did all right.
And Mason was there too.
Mason was there, yeah, and so was our other brother, Austin. He plays for the Seattle club, so family was all out there. Mom and dad made the trip down from Dallas, so big weekend for the boys. But Mace was the one that presented all the trophies and medals and everything, so I got to have him present the BOG for the final, which was a kind of a cool experience.
Oh, it's fantastic. Here in America. What about the names? Yeah. Austin, Mason, and Nolan Cox. That's interesting, I thought. But what's he doing, by the way? Because I see he's in limbo at Collingwood.
He's hanging out by the fire pit with mom and dad right now. So you have to ask him. I don't know what he's doing as far as the contract situation goes. I'll let the agents and everybody work that out. But I think he's got an offer on the table for now and just trying to suss out what to do. But we try to stay out of the footy talk as much as we can, despite these tournaments out here. Just let him get away from it and enjoy the States a little bit.
And so, mate, Nolan, have you gotten into it? Because obviously Mason, made the cross over to Australia to pursue a career, or was it something sort of around the time that he came to Collingwood that you started to get an interest in?
Yeah, I never heard of the sport until he got recruited at Collingwood, and I got recruited by the US, or I guess the AFL in general. And like, we ended up making that trip over together when he was getting recruited. And I was really just looking for a group of guys to watch games with and ended up stumbling across this whole competition in the US and figured I'd come out for a kick. And then next thing you know, I'm in the ruck getting bashed up every weekend and enjoying it.
Steph, you're a good Victorian, Rui. He's from Portland down there, lovely little spot down the Western District, and good crayfish country. So what made you go to America? Were you chasing something?
I was lucky to get out. I did an exchange program at the University of Texas in 2013, and Rue spent some time in Texas, and the city of Austin's a pretty cool place. The plan was to return and live here for about a year, and I've been here 7 or 8 years now and absolutely love the place, mate. So, yeah, it's a special place, Austin, Texas.
And so you obviously play the Nationals every year, but within your sort of community, how do you sort of occupy your time within those Australians that want to have a kick every weekend? Like, do you just get together and train, or what do you do?
Yeah, organised training and try and run it as much as we can, like a club back home. And I think that's what's special for the Aussies here is we try and create an environment that feels like a footy club. And Nolan can probably speak to this. He played a Div 1 NCAA level. And basically in the US, once you're a college athlete and you turn 22 years old, it all stops if you don't make the big time. And I think having a community sport and being able to engage and involve US people in the game of footy and create that club environment is really special. And so we do our best just to try and run it like any club back home. And I think that's what really, you know, genuinely bonds us, and that's what we love.
Is there any money in it?
No, Bill. Sorry, mate.
Oh, geez, I'm not going there.
It costs some money.
It cost you money, I would have thought, for some sort of fees. Yeah. But we got some audio here of you boys after your big win, of course, and you got in there, and you are called the Crows. So let's have a listen to the Austin Crows. Right, shut up. That's terrible, boys. But I did see you had the Mad Monday. That was fantastic, all dressed up, and everyone had a crack there.
Yeah, we got the fans going and everything. So, yeah, it was a big day. Enjoyed it.
All right, we'll let you go. Rui, you got any other questions before we wrap the boys? Oh, I want to say good day to my mate Benny, who got me onto this. He plays with you also, and he said, Steph's a big Cats man. You got KT, Coxie, Hammer, Batesy, Cambo, Ferrari, and the package. So they're all part of the team?
That's them. Yep.
Yep. That's the majority of them. Probably half the boys.
Hey,
yeah.
Well done. Premiership, that is fantastic. Get back on the Terps. There's a couple of frothies I reckon you can get back on today. Well done to the Austin Crows there, who won over the weekend, and they are the premiers.
Yeah, so, awesome work, boys. Hey, I'll try and drag Bill over maybe next year. And I don't know, maybe squeeze us in Ford Pocket or something like that.
I like it. Always welcome.
Always welcome.
Good on you, boys. Well done.
It's the Rush Hour. Well done, boys.
Billy and Rui on Triple M.